Hello, it is Saturday, January 7th, 2023, and here are our readings from our daily reading plan, Knowing Him, as we together as a family of families seek to know Him more and more so we can make Him known all the more. And we do this together through God's Word. Today we'll be reading Psalm 6, 1 through 10, 1 Chronicles 6, 31 through 81, and Acts 10, 24 through 33. We're going to start today with Psalm 6, 1 through 10. O Lord, rebuke me not in your anger, nor discipline me in your wrath. Be gracious to me, O Lord, for I am languished. Heal me, O Lord, for my bones are troubled. My soul also is greatly troubled. But you, O Lord, how long? Turn, O Lord, deliver my life. Save me for the sake of your steadfast love. For in death there is no remembrance of you. In Sheol, who will give you praise? I am weary with my moaning. Every night I flood my bed with tears. I drench my couch with my weeping. My eye wastes away because of grief. It grows weak because of all my foes. Depart from me, all you workers of evil, for the Lord has heard the sound of my weeping. The Lord has heard my plea. The Lord accepts my prayer. All my enemies shall be ashamed and greatly troubled. They shall turn back and be put to shame in a moment. 1 Chronicles 6, 31 through 81. These are the men whom David put in charge of the service of song in the house of the Lord after the ark rested there. They ministered with song before the tabernacle of the tent of meeting until Solomon built the house of the Lord in Jerusalem, and they performed their service according to their order. These are the men who served, and their sons, of the sons of the Kohathites, Heman, the singer, the son of Joel, son of Samuel, son of Elkanah, son of Jeroham, son of Eliel, son of Toa, son of Zuf, son of Elkanah, son of Mahath, son of Amasai, son of Elkanah, son of Joel, son of Azariah, son of Zephaniah, son of Tahath, son of Asir, son of Ebeshaph, son of Korah, son of Izhar, son of Kohath, son of Levi, son of Israel, and his brother Asaph, who stood on his right hand, namely Asaph, the son of Berechai, son of Shimei, son of Michael, son of Basai, son of Malchijah, son of Ephni, son of Zerah, son of Adaiah, son of Ethan, son of Zimah, son of Shimei, son of Jahath, son of Gershon, son of Levi. On the left hand were their brothers, the sons of Merari, Ethan, the son of Kishai, son of Abdi, son of Maluch, son of Hashabai, son of Amazai, son of Hilkai, son of Amzai, son of Bani, son of Shemir, son of Mahil, son of Mushi, son of Merari, son of Levi, and their brothers, the Levites, were appointed for all the service of the tabernacle of the house of God. But Aaron and his sons made offerings on the altar of burnt offering and on the altar of incense for all the work of the most holy place and to make atonement for Israel according to all that Moses, the servant of God, had commanded. These are the sons of Aaron: Eleazar, his son, Phinehas, his son, Abishua, his son, Bukai, his son, Uzi, his son, Zerariah, his son, Merioth, his son, Amariah, his son, Ahitub, his son, Zadok, his son, Ahimaaz, his son. These are their dwelling places according to their settlements within their borders to the sons of Aaron of the clans of Kohathites. For theirs was the first lot. To them they gave Hebron and the land of Judah and its surrounding pasture lands. But the fields of the city and its villages they gave to Caleb the son of Jephunneh. To the sons of Aaron they gave the cities of refuge: Hebron, Libna with its pasture lands, Jatir, Eshtemoa with its pasture lands, Helen with its pasturelands, Debir with its pasturelands, Ashan with its pasturelands, and Beth Shemesh with its pasturelands, and from the tribe of Benjamin, Gibeon, Geba with its pasturelands, Elimeth with its pasturelands, and Anathoth with its pasturelands, and their cities throughout their clans were 13. To the rest of the Kohathites were given by lot, out of the clan of the tribe, out of the half tribe, the half of Manasseh, 10 cities, to the Gershomites, according to their clans, were allotted 13 cities out of the tribes of Issachar, Asher, Naphtali, and Manasseh in Bashan, to the Merarites, according to their clans, were allotted 12 cities out of the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and Zebulun. So the people of Israel gave the Levites the cities with their pasture lands. They gave by lot out of the tribes of Judah, Simeon, and Benjamin these cities that are mentioned by name. And some of the clans of the sons of Kohath had cities of their territory out of the tribe of Ephraim. They were given the cities of refuge, Shechem with its pasture lands, and the hill country of Ephraim, Gezer with its pasture lands, Jokmeam with its pasture lands, Beth Horon with its pasture lands, Ajalon with its pasture lands, Gath Rimmon with its pasture lands, and out of the half tribe of Manasseh, Anir with its pasture lands, and Bileam with its pasture lands, for the rest of the clans of the Kohathites, to the Gershonites, were given out of the clan of the half-tribe of Manasseh, Golan in Bashan with its pasture lands, and Astaroth with its pasture lands, and out of the tribe of Issachar, Kadesh with its pasture lands, Dabrath with its pasture lands, Ramoth with its pasture lands, and Anim with its pasture lands, out of the tribe of Asher, Mashal with its pasture lands, Abdon with its pasture lands, Hakuk with its pasture lands, and Rehob with its pasture lands, and out of the tribe of Naphtali, Kadesh in Galilee with its pasture lands, Hamon with its pasture lands, and Kiriathaim with its pasture lands. To the rest of the Merarites were allotted out of the tribe of Zebulun, Rimmono with its pasture lands, Tabor with its pasture lands, and beyond the Judah at Jericho on the east side of the Jordan, out of the tribe of Reuben, Bezir in the wilderness with its pasture lands, Jaza with its pasture lands, Kedemoth with its pasture lands, and Mephath with its pasture lands, and out of the tribe of Gad, Ramoth and Gilead with its pasture lands, Mahanaim with its pasture lands, Heshbon with its pasture lands, and Jazir with its pasture lands. Acts 10:24-33. And on the following day they entered Caesarea. Cornelius was expecting them and had called together his relatives and close friends. When Peter entered, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshipped him. But Peter lifted him up, saying, "Stand up, I too am a man." And as he talked with him, he went in and found many persons gathered, and he said to them, "You yourselves know how unlawful it is for a Jew to associate with or to visit anyone of another nation, but God has shown me that I should not call any person common or unclean. So when I was sent for, I came without objection. I ask then why you sent for me." And Cornelius said, "4 days ago, about this hour, I was praying in my house at the 9th hour, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing and said, 'Cornelius, your prayer has been heard, and your alms have been remembered before God. Send therefore to Joppa and ask for Simon, who is called Peter. He is lodging in the house of Simon, a tanner by the sea. So I sent for you at once, and you have been kind enough to come. Now, therefore, we are all here in the presence of God to hear all that you have been commanded by the Lord.'" This is the word of the Lord. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen.